in one section of the house that we could go to was a little garden, and in the top of the garden they had a miniature building, and amongst this hill and underneath there are different carven images of animals. There's a horse off to the bottom right. There's a cow, or looks to me perhaps like a sheep, to the bottom left, and then further right to that there's a carven elephant, and all different animal shapes in it. And really was nice effect. And this would be another picture of the same garden area. From the same garden, it was right in the corner of a very large building, and here's the view of the building that you can see from there. This particular picture was to give you some idea of the size of the buildings that we were taking the pictures of, and also the labor that was entailed. Here apparently they're refinishing this roof, and they've already taken down the old tile for a large section, and they're putting up new tile. You can see the four men working on the roof, and they seem quite small, and you see the area they have yet to cover. But they all take new porcelain tiles and cover the roof of it. So you can also see the sort of workmanship that goes into even the individual pillars. This would be the side of one building, and up on its sort of front porch with pillars all around. This is a somewhat smaller building where they're repairing the roof. These would be the old tiles, I suspect, and then they're taking new tiles up to replace them. Okay, from here we go into a discussion of the different decorations of a Thai temple. They'll be taken from different places, some at the royal palace, some elsewhere. The first thing that we'll notice that they decorate is the peaks of their roofs. And these tend to be decorated with little mosaics of mirrors, so that if you get back with the good lighting behind you, the mosaic looks really bright and impressive. This would be the front of a more typical temple, not at the royal palace. And this time the mosaic is done in plain white mirror. Of course, you know the decorations in time. And if you get a closer view, you can see the sort of workmanship that goes in decorating that. And of course, they also have the carven shapes along the fringes of each layer of roof, different layers of roof. And then if you look, they also decorate the doors to each temple. This particular door is really massive, perhaps 30 feet tall, 6 feet across. It's hard to imagine even opening a door of that size. It's just incredibly large. And then all along the door, it's covered with a beautiful, amazingly intricate mother-of-pearl decoration, which is black lacquer with cut and shined abalone shells embedded into the lacquer in a pattern. Of course, we'd seen that sort of decoration elsewhere, but this was amazingly intricate and covered a just amazingly large area. It's hard to imagine a person doing that much work. And around the door, of course, you have decorations. And this is the same building, and you notice that around the windows is decorated as well. And this would be a pillar from the same building. And this is a close-up to give you some idea of the sort of intricate work that goes into every single facet of a temple. You notice that you have the shape along the bottom of the pillar, which are then gold-leafed and painted and designed and decorated. Along the main face of the pillar, you have a mosaic. I'm not sure if this is ceramic tile or mirror. It could be either. And then along the edges you have a gold leaf with jewels embedded in plaster. Really quite impressive. And this would be the interior view from a temple. And they use stained glass and various things for good effect.
And once you get inside the temple, then we go through different sequences of what the Buddha images would look like. This would be a smaller image of Buddha with different floral arrangements in front of him.